The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. It is Open Line Friday. I always love Fridays. You never know what you good people are going to be up to. And I always love your calls. So be sure to give us a holler. Today is the day that you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Now, normally during the week when you call in, and let's just say I'm going on and on about something at Memphis, and you call in and you want to talk about outer space and aliens. And poor Lydia has to say, no, you can't do that. And you say, well, I want to talk about aliens. No, you can't do it. You got to wait till Friday. Well, today you can talk about aliens. By the way, speaking of aliens, have you heard or have you seen this crazy video? This was filmed over at LaGuardia Airport, where there was some sort of a UFO, unidentified flying object, that some people on an airplane, a jetliner, actually photographed and videoed over LaGuardia Airport. And they're saying it's authentic, that nobody knows what it is, but it's a sort of like a cylindrical kind of a thing. It's very odd. But anyway, so you can talk about, if you want to talk about that, you can talk about that. Honest to goodness, so I'm just going to tell you something. I know there are a lot of people here that actually are hoping and maybe even praying that there's life out there and that we might face some sort of an alien invasion. I don't think so. I think the aliens, if there are any out there, they've been monitoring us for a very long time. And I think, you know, they're like, we're good. We don't want any part of that mess. They see Darth Brandon and they're like, yeah, all right, we'll check out Venus. We're just going to just do a flyby. We're not interested. But again, I could be wrong. So you never know. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. If you want to weigh in on whatever we talk about, or if you want to talk about something else, we're happy to do that for you. All right. Some sad news from USC, the University of Southern California. And I didn't even really think about this, but the kids graduating from college this year are the kids who graduated from high school back in 2020 when high school graduations were called off. Remember that? And instead, because of COVID and because of the fascist shutdown of our government-run schools, many children across the country were not able to graduate. I think pretty much all of them. And they didn't have a ceremony. That it was all done like through Zoom or, I don't know, some of the neighborhoods, they had like the little parades and they had the graduates in a car. And as if that was, did that actually make it better? Was that, no, Dylan, you're shaking your head.
No, but I missed that. But I don't think that it would make it better. See your face on a screen, like, congratulations, and that's it.
And you don't have that one family that disobeys all the rules and screams when their child's name is called?
You could just do it at home.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Bubba Tyree! That better. Woohoo! And then everybody turns around, you know. But you miss all of that, right? And then you don't have the valedictorian getting up there and going on and on and on and yammering about this and that. And these are the best days of our lives. Well, if that's the case, you suck. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I had to deliver. I was the salutatorian. I was the runner-up. So I wasn't as smart as the valedictorian. But my speech, I think, was pretty funny. It was very short. And that's the way, by the way, all you valedictorians out there, keep it short. Because typically, your speech is the only thing standing between your classmates and their diploma. So, and a night of drunken debauchery and horrible decisions. So just keep that in mind. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yes. So anyway, so these poor kids, they didn't get a graduation ceremony. So they're really looking forward to graduating from college, right? I mean, that's a big deal. So now USC has announced that they are not going to have a graduation ceremony because of the Hamas terrorist. Cut number four.
So USC just canceled our graduation. I have no words. Like, this is so, like, it's actually comical at this point. If you don't know, the seniors that are graduating college right now are the seniors that graduated in 2020, where we didn't have a high school graduation, and a lot of us had, like, drive-through fake graduations or no graduation at all. And now we are seniors about to graduate, getting ready for our first real graduation, and it just got canceled. I'm in shock right now. We, as a whole senior class, have never had a real graduation because of COVID first, which we thought was like a one-time thing, like we're the class that got screwed over. It is what it is, unlucky. Now, USC just canceled it. And of course, USC, we've all worked so hard to get here. USC, I'm sure you know, is not an easy school to get into. And so everyone that goes here is very accomplished, like had worked really hard to get in, and now they just canceled our freaking graduation.
All right, so enough of that. So it goes on and on and on. And it's, look, I feel bad for this young lady, but the reality is, do something about it, right? Get all your classmates together and go and help your school clear out the infestation of Hamas terrorists. I mean, it really is that simple. But again, instead of the university administrators stepping in and cracking down, they are waving the white flag of surrender. In the meantime, over at Columbia University, I just find this to be stunning. At Columbia University, they've got one of the student leaders, and one of the student leaders was doing a Zoom meeting with, you know, remember the university said, oh, we're going to negotiate with the terrorist. So they gave them 48 hours, which, by the way, has come and gone. Remember, it was midnight, then 8 o'clock, then 48 hours, then the negotiation. So they're negotiating with one of these wannabe terrorists, and this guy is a junior. We think this is a guy. He says he's a dude, but he's kind of given off that SNL Pat vibe. The pronouns could go either way with this one, and I'm not seeing an Adam's apple. You know, that's the giveaway. So anyway, well, among other things, yes. Thank you, Dylan, for that. So anyway, one of the leaders is just, this is insane. So what you're about to hear was actually spoken to the administrators at Columbia. Take a listen.
Always stand on business. Zionists, they don't deserve to live comfortably, let alone.
Okay, stop. We're going to play all of this, but I just want you to hear that. Zionists, that's the Jews, don't deserve to live. So at that point, I would have just stopped. If I'm an administrator, I would have stopped and picked up the phone and called 911, and I would have dispatched them to the dormitory to pull this wannabe terrorist out of the campus and into, I mean, this is crazy. But they didn't do that. I mean, this guy goes on and on and on and is talking about how evil the Jews are. All right, let's go back and listen to it again, and then I'll have some more commentary.
Always stand on business. Zionists, they don't deserve to live comfortably, let alone Zionists don't deserve to live. The same way we're very comfortable accepting that Nazis don't deserve to live, fascists don't deserve to live, racists don't deserve to live, Zionists, they shouldn't live in this world. If we're truly in it And then when I say, and if we're truly living life,
who have entered the camp?
Who have entered the camp?
We are going to create a human chain.
We are going to create a human chain.
Where I am standing.
Where I am standing.
So that. They do not pass this point. And infringe upon our privacy.
Okay.
All right. There you go. So then the guy goes on, and I don't know what that was, folks. But then cut number 12. Take a listen.
And so be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. I've never murdered anyone in my life, and I hope to keep it that way. I genuinely hope to keep it that way.
Uh-huh. All right, how'd you like to go to class? How would you like to be a Jew and that guy is sitting next to you or gal? Can you imagine the university tolerating this nonsense? So this guy is still a student. By the way, Ilhan Omar showed up. Remember, her daughter got suspended by Columbia, and the daughter apparently says she's been beaten by cops and is now homeless. But for whatever reason, Ilhan is not giving her daughter safe harbor. So I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, Ilhan Omar was allowed onto the campus, the radical Islamist. She was allowed on campus, but they're not letting Jewish professors on campus. So here's my question, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want Congress to do about this? Should Congress be defunding these schools that are not protecting students? And yesterday on my Newsmax TV show, we had an insane interview with Congressman Brian Babin from Texas. And he said, again, they're coming after the Jews now, but soon they're going to be coming after the Christians, and they're going to be coming after all you gay folk. And they just really don't like you gay people at all. They throw you off buildings, by the way. So there is a drag queen out there, and this drag queen happens to be pro-Palestine. Cut number 6.
Today what we're going to do is we're going to shout, Free Palestine. Can I hear that?
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout,
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, and you really want to show it, you're a drag queen and you know it, shout,
Excellent.
All right, can I just say something here? That was a really bad performance, right? I mean, drag queens aside, and the fact that you're a pervert, you know, trying to groom kids, can we just set that aside for a moment? Really? I mean, that you couldn't even just sing it? If you're happy and you know it, you're a drag, you know, you couldn't even sing it? You couldn't, like, you're just standing up there. You're just like, I mean, we've got the video, but the guy was just phoning it in, right? He put on the pantyhose and the bodysuit, got the high heels, and he's just, slouching up on stage. Don't slouch. If you're a drag queen, you know, take some pride in your craft. That's what I'm trying to say. Just take some pride in your craft. But anyway, all right. So, again, you shouldn't be performing in front of children. Can you believe it was all kids? They're grooming the children. And here's how, this is why I feel bad. Because let's just say you've got a second grader, and the second grader says, Mommy, I want to be a drag queen, and I want to go to Gaza. So Mommy, you know, being a radical leftist, because Mommy's got the magenta hair, and she weighs 300 pounds, and dresses like a slob, and wears the Mexican man shoes. And so she says, sure, honey, whatever you want to identify as, we will. So you're sending your little fourth grader over to, I don't know, Gaza, dressed up as a drag queen. What do you think they're going to do? These people are, in all seriousness, the LGBT community needs to wake up here, because this is a very dangerous thing. They will kill you. And we believe in life here. We love life. We cherish life. They will kill you. Drag queens, they will kill you. So you're either doing this because you're just ignorant, or you have a death wish. Either way, it's not a good thing. All right, we got to take a break. We have so much to get to today, including this crazy AI story. Have you heard it? We'll talk more about that coming up after the break. It is Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you. Pardon me. Good to have you with us today. These allergies are going to be the death of me. I say. Anyway, there is a crazy story out of Baltimore. This is this involves the use of AI. And this is, folks, I'm telling you, I've got a big problem with AI. Because we're clearly heading into a situation now where you're going to have these deep fake videos. And these things have already started to happen where you have these fake videos and now fake audio. It's unbelievable. So here's the story. This happened at Pikesville High School. And there was an athletic director who got fired. And in retaliation, he revealed that the principal, he had copy of audio of a conversation from the principal, who happens to be a white guy. The AD is a black guy. And he said that the principal was using all this racist language, and he had the evidence. And the principal almost got in big trouble here. But it turns out that the audio, the recording, is a complete fake. And now the high school athletic director is in hot water. Let's take a listen. This is the audio of what they said was the principal. It turned out not to be.
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side.
Wow. So when the audio was released, I mean, people were enraged. The principal was removed from his position. And the principal's like, what? I never said any of this. And so the police started investigating because this guy, the principal, could have been brought up on charges, hate crime charges. That's how crazy it was. So now it turned out not to be true. It turned out the athletic director was fired because he was accused of some mishandling of some money. He misused school funds, and he's now in jail and facing all sorts of charges. But I'm very curious to know how all this plays out here. Is the black AD going to face hate crime charges? Because he said all of this, right? He did all of this. So you've got the black athletic director going after black kids and Jews. But the whole thing was made up. It was AI. So according to ABC News, the Baltimore Police Department provided the audio to two forensic analysts who specialize in AI, and they determined the recording had elements of AI-generated content. And they say that Darian used something called large language models like OpenAI and Bing Chat to create the recording. This is unbelievable. So now you just have to wonder, all right, what else is fake out there? You would have no idea. I mean, it sounds like the guy, but it's not the guy. Jeez, Alou. I'm telling you, it's like Terminator. We're heading to Terminator country, folks. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. President Trump in court again today. No major news there. Meanwhile, at a high school in Albuquerque, New Mexico, big, big problems. This happened at a prom, the Atrisco Heritage High School prom. Remember your prom? Did you go dancing? Guys, did you save up money and you bought a suit and you rented a tuxedo and then you got the car? You go out for dinner, Waffle House, and then you go to the dance. Well, it's a very Americana kind of a thing. Dylan, did you go to your high school prom?
Yes, Todd. I hated prom.
You hated prom? Why did you hate prom?
Because I don't like dancing in the middle of the dance floor.
Oh, I see.
Sit on the side.
Did you wear a tuxedo?
I did, yeah.
All right.
So that was fun.
Yeah. Where did you go? Did you go out, like, to dinner?
Yeah, we went to Olive Garden.
Oh, you can't
go. The only way to go.
You got the bottomless salad, right? So if you're going to be cheap, you can just order the salad and some water.
Well, I got something heavy, Todd.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I kind of regretted it.
What'd you get?
The pasta.
Oh, that's
good.
Chicken
Alfredo.
Oh, chicken Alfredo's delicious.
Yeah. Dance floor didn't like me after that.
Well, I can understand why. Did y'all have a drag queen at your prom?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Well, you're missing out. Atrisco Heritage High School, ladies and gentlemen, they had a drag queen show up. And people are very concerned about this. The drag queen, by the way, was very inappropriate with the children. We've got a couple of reports here. This is the local television station reporting on drag queen Dylan Payan performing at prom. Cut 17.
The fact that I'm being so belittled and harassed and targeted that my life for the last 36 hours has quite literally been destroyed, and I don't know where this end is going to be right now. It's hard.
Very dramatic.
And I'm scared.
This video of Mythica Serene garnering attention. Just days after his performance at Atrisco Heritage High School.
I was given the full clearance from admin, from the student body, from the prom officers, from the activities coordinator. Everything was a go. I've performed at Atrisco Heritage numerous times in the past.
A member of the school's Gay Straits Alliance.
I was able to single-handedly work with their GSA and anti-bullying and their teacher sponsors and give them that visibility and give them the voice that they wanted.
Parents voicing frustration.
So that's not something for children to see.
Valentine's son alerting him soon after.
He said that they cleared the dance floor and that guy came out and started doing flips and dancing very provocative in front of the kids.
Others left in a state of confusion.
We have to fill out permission slips for these kids to do anything. Why weren't we notified of this?
Emails obtained by KOAT shows exchanges between school administration and Serene.
Once I saw the severity of this and everything that was going on, I tried reaching out to the activities coordinator. I tried reaching out to the principal. All I get is ringing and a voicemail.
An administrator citing, "I would love to touch base with you, and the kids will love to have you." Followed by this text, administration saying, quote, "They said yes, sealing the deal free of charge."
I do understand that there should have been more regard and, like I said, more parent acknowledgement in terms of letting the parents know, like, hey, just so you know, there is going to be a drag queen that is going to be performing at prom.
Missy Venture with Albuquerque Pride telling us a lack of communication is to blame.
If everyone was aware, if everyone knew that, hey, we're going to have a live performance, we're going to have drag, people have that opportunity to decide whether or not they want to participate, if they want to see it. They didn't get that opportunity to choose, and that's a big deal for all of us, is that we need to have the opportunity to choose every portion of our life, including what kind of entertainment we take in.
So here's one of the other parents weighing in. Cut 18.
It was just very inappropriate for the kids to see. That I think that's something that belongs in a club, in a nightclub. That's not something for children to see.
Some left in a state of confusion.
We have to fill out permission slips for these kids to do anything. Why weren't we notified of this? My daughter, she hasn't been exposed to things like this, and she was pretty traumatized by it to the point that she left prom early.
Wow. So a couple of things here. First of all, if you are a drag queen and you are invited to perform at the high school prom, just make sure you don't expose your crotch to the children, because that's one of the allegations here, is that when the guy was doing the somersaults and the tumbles, well, yeah, I can see where the kids would be traumatized. May I just say, though, I'm not blaming the drag queen here. Right? This is all on school administration. Who in their right mind thought it was a good idea to bring in a drag queen for the high school prom? And by the way, isn't the prom supposed to be for the kids? Why do you need a drag queen showing up at the high school prom? But the broader question is, why do they have a drag queen working with the students and helping to supervise their gay straight club? What's that all about? By the way, the drag queen says that he didn't know what the problem is, because he's been performing like this for a long time. I guess they have regular drag performances at the high school. So anyway, parents are demanding action. They're saying this is appalling. They say whoever is responsible should be held accountable. The drag queen, by the way, goes by the name Mythica Serene. By the way, Mr. Serene says he was not hired by the high school, but he did say that the administration and the prom staff signed off on the risque show. And now we're getting word that the school district has now replaced the principal. So the principal's out of a job. And apparently they're saying multiple school staffers and teachers have been put on leave, which is good news, I think, that the school is taking immediate action. I thought it was humorous that even the local gay pride group realized, oh, crap. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not good. That's the children can't be seeing that stuff. But again, it goes back to a key issue, and something we talk about a lot on this program, is that your local schools are really no longer about teaching kids about reading and writing and science and arithmetic. This is about shoving a gay agenda down their throats, whether they want it or not. And look, again, I've got nothing against the drag queen community. They have clubs for that kind of stuff. My issue is, why are we using our tax dollars for this? Why is this being allowed to happen and to take place on school property that is paid for with your tax dollars? And if you want to watch a grown glittered man dance to disco, do the boot scoot and boogie, you can go on down to the local drag club, not the high school prom. And it seems to me, as an entrepreneur and as a capitalist, if you're the owner of the drag bar in town, you're kind of upset here because the school is taking away your business. I'm just saying. So do you think this is a problem here, that the school let this guy do drag at the prom? Now, before you answer that question, let me say this. The video of the dance is on my website. When you see the video of the dance, I was not shocked at all, because I've seen more provocative dancing during breaks and timeouts at high school basketball games, when the little teenage girls get out there and their short shorts, they call them, Dylan, do they call them booty shorts? Is that what they call them? The booty shorts? And they're simulating sex acts. And when you look at the crowd, oh, you've got all the moms and the dads and the grandmas and the grandpas and the preachers, and they're just, oh, we're so happy. Go, go, Sally Ann. Go, work it, girl. I'm just saying, what I saw the drag queen do was very inappropriate, and it was risque, but it wasn't nearly as wild as some of the stuff we see the teenage girls doing on the basketball courts. That's all I'm saying here. All right, 901-260-5926. We're opening up the phone lines. Open line Friday, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We'll say Tariq in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, our great station. Hi, Tariq, what's on your mind?
You know, Mr. Starnes, you know, I just think that it's so sad in that, you know, while this nation continues to decline, the rest of these opposing nations are continuing to profit. And it's all being done at the hands of Joe Biden. You know, apparently the people who voted for Joe Biden had no idea of who they were voting for. Because if they look back in hindsight, they would probably have changed their minds about having to vote for Joe Biden in the first place. And so I just think that it's a situation, you know, where you know, Trump has to win this election no matter what the cost is. And so I would not leave none to chance, man. When it comes to these voting machines, these mail-in ballots, and everything else that's associated with this upcoming election in 2024, everything needs to be inspected. These voting machines, mail-in ballots, all of that stuff, and it needs to be done long before this election gets here, not the months that's leading to this election. But it needs to be done. All of these voting machines, everything needs to be inspected, and I would not leave none to chance.
Yeah, I'm completely in agreement with that, and it's my understanding that the RNC and the Trump campaign are going to deploy about 100,000 volunteers to monitor the vote process, and we need those, maybe even more. But I'm with you, Tariq, 1,000%. By the way, the good news here, and kind of shocking news, is that Joe Biden has now agreed to debate Donald Trump. That ought to be entertaining. We'll keep you updated when the details come out. Tariq, thank you for listening to us, and thanks for listening to KWAM. Let's go to Mike in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, kind of related to what you're talking about, I have a problem with paid protesters. I don't have a problem with peaceful protest, but it really ticks me off them burning down cities and stuff like that. Now, if you have a small business and one of your employees tears up something, you can be held responsible. I think we may not have laws like this, but if not, I think we need laws that if paid protesters burn down something, then the people that hired them ought to be liable. That'll help get them to control them. And also, I'd like to say that some of this garbage, you know, the Democrats have a very small majority in the Senate. We have two Democrat senators in Georgia. If they cared about what's going on in the United States, they could stop some of it, I think. That's all I have to say. I'll just listen.
Mike, it's interesting you mentioned that, and thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in. So there is a report today in the New York Post. They have been running the money. They're trying to figure out who's buying all the tents, who's buying all the food, who's buying all of the stuff for these protests. And they have tracked it down to George Soros. And they're saying that George Soros and his organizations are the ones behind the protest at Columbia University. And you're looking at copycat protests, and they're springing up all over the country right now. You know, George Washington University, Ohio State, there were riots last night at Ohio State, Northwestern, Yale, Cornell. all over the place. And according to the New York Post, these protests are being paid for by a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. And they're providing up to $7,800 for some of these organizers. So this is big money if you're a college kid. And they've got these radicals on campuses across the nation. By the way, according to the organization's website, they are trained to rise up to revolution. So there you go. I mean, it's very clear to me that when you look at what's happening across the nation, first of all, this is not something organic. This is not some sort of a grassroots effort. These are paid protesters, and they are paid to cause chaos in America. And I suspect as the summer goes on, and by the way, if you're going to the DNC meeting in Chicago, you better buckle up, because it is, if you think these protests are wild now, and by the way, they're not protesting Donald Trump, all right? They're protesting Joe Biden and the Biden administration's policies. That's what they are protesting here. And I'm telling you, as chaotic as things are in the House of Representatives, we have to focus on one thing and one thing only, and that is reelecting Donald Trump to the White House. That's it. Nothing else matters. If we can't get Donald Trump back into the White House, ladies and gentlemen, I am very concerned about the future of this country. Hopeful that we are going to do the right thing, but I am telling you, if Trump is not reelected, we are in for a very difficult ride as a country. So the good news here is that hopefully a lot of people who would traditionally vote Democrat are waking up and realizing, oh, wait a second, these people are slap crazy. And we played the audio yesterday from the union workers out there in New York City. President Trump paid a surprise visit to one of the construction sites. I believe it's the new J.P. Morgan building that's going up. And one of the union leaders said, hey, look, we surveyed our 9,000 members and Trump wins 3-1. I mean, it's not even close. So if those numbers continue, look at how he was so well received in Harlem, New York. If that continues, I think we could see a massive victory for Donald Trump in the fall. But we all got to get out there and do our jobs and get out of the way so that the Democrats can continue to discombobulate. By the way, here's Chris Christie, Cut 11.
A criminal trial is a really awful thing to go through. And if you look at Trump physically right now, he looks terrible.
Okay, this is coming from Krispy Kreme here. Krispy Kreme, Chris Christie. The man can scarf down 24 Krispy Kreme donuts without even blinking. What does he weigh? Like 400, 500 pounds, Chris Christie? I don't know. He's a big fella. So, Chris Christie, you're going to tell Donald Trump, who goes out and plays golf, that he looks physically terrible? And by the way, I don't know if Trump is sleeping at the trial. I don't know. Somebody sent me a text message about that. Is Trump sleeping? I'd probably nod off. I mean, it's long, boring, got nothing else to do. You could be out on the golf course, could be out campaigning. I wouldn't object if he did nod off. Quite frankly, that's what he ought to do, and snore as loud as humanly possible. But that's just me. By the way, the judge now ordering Trump, they had called off court next week for a day. On that day, there happened to be some Trump rally scheduled, and now the judge is coming back and says, oh, yeah, we're going to have to be in court in those days. You see what's going on here? Are you seeing through all of this, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to be taking your calls on this in the next hour, but are you seeing what's really going on here with the trials? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us. Open Line Friday. So you'll be able to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind today. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up next week on the road, I'll be at our great affiliate in Houston, Patriot Talk 920. We have a huge event coming up, big book signing at Houston Christian University, and then we're off to Atlanta and off to the races. We have a very busy summer planned as we promote the new book. And by the way, you can get a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming at your favorite bookstore. You can also find it over at toddstarnes.com. And I am very happy to autograph a personal copy just for you. And they make terrific Mother's Day and Father's Day presents, so be sure to take advantage of that. All right, we are huge fans of Trail Life USA, and the big nationwide campout starts today. Dylan, is that why you have a tent in your truck outside? Is that all right? I was just curious. It starts today through April 28th. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Mark Hancock is the CEO of Trail Life USA. Mark, how's it going today? Hello, Mark. All right, well, let's put Mark on hold. He may be, like, I don't know, building a fire or something. So we'll try to get back to Mark in just a few moments. By the way, coming up a little bit later on, making his debut performance on the Todd Starn Show, Congressman Aaron Bean from Florida. He's a member of the House Committee on Education. We're going to ask him about these Hamas protests. My question, by the way, I'm very curious about this. Are you, ladies and gentlemen, are you supportive of this notion that we ought to be defunding these colleges and universities that will not protect the Jewish and the Christian students? Is that the right call to make here? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up a little bit later on, Diana Harshbarger is going to join us. She represents District 1 in Tennessee. All right, I think we have Mark Hancock back with us now. Mark, tell us all about this big nationwide campout today.
Hey, Todd, we're really excited about this. You know, this is something we started during COVID, the National Backyard Campout. We're encouraging families to get out in their backyard at that time and camp. And so we've done it every year. Now we've had over 100,000 families across the country participate in the National Backyard Campout. And so this is all. We have Trail Life members out. We have large gatherings near us. We've got 500 trailmen camping, and people all over the country enjoying the great outdoors and remembering what it's like to be out there in God's beauty.
I think we've got a really bad phone connection here. Let's put Mark on hold, guys, and see if we can't get that worked out. And we'll try to reschedule Mark another time. Sorry about that, folks. But yeah, Trail Life USA. Really appreciate and respect these guys. They are doing some incredible work. They were birthed in the aftermath of all of the chaos surrounding the Boy Scouts. And if you remember at the time, the Boy Scouts completely abandoned all of their values. And in the throes of all of that, a lot of parents and a lot of churches were leaving. Many churches disassociated with the Boy Scouts. Many moms and dads said, you know what, we don't want our sons around this. And now Boy Scouts hemorrhaging members, so much so that they started inviting girls to join the Boy Scouts. And now I think the organization is not even called Boy Scouts, it's just called Scouts. So anyway, since that time, and this was back in 2014, They launched Trail Life USA, and every single chapter of a trail, every single troop is connected to a church, and fathers are actively involved in Trail Life. That's huge, huge. And since that day, are you ready for this? They've got more than 50,000 members of Trail Life in all 50 states, over 1,100 troops. This is just really remarkable. And we certainly appreciate the ministry that they're doing, but also the adventure and the outdoor activities. They let boys be boys, right? And isn't that what we need in this country, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that what we need? We need boys to be boys. And so this weekend, they are doing the annual nationwide campout. And just to be clear, Trail Life is a Christ-centered, boy-focused scout organization. And so the kids are going to be they're going to be out in the outdoors. They're going to be pitching their tents, lighting fires, roasting the s'mores, the whole nine yards. Going to be a lot of fun. And as Mark said, I want to read this quote to you from Mark Hancock. Too many boys are turning to virtual worlds of television, video games, digital media, and the internet to find realms they can conquer and areas where they can excel. But the result of this visual or this virtual conquest is often apathy, apparent rebellion, or outright resistance to real-world change. He says it's up to strong men of God to guide generations of courageous young men to honor God, lead with integrity, serve others, and experience outdoor adventure. Unfortunately, there is a shortage of men who are willing to step up and be the masculine influence their son needs. And that's why they're doing this big nationwide campout. And if you would like information, you got to go to their website. It's called traillifeusa.com. That's traillifeusa.com. And I'm curious as a parent, do you guys struggle with that with your kids? Do your kids, would they rather just to sit in front of the TV and play a video game? Or do you make them go outside and enjoy the great outdoors? I mean, I remember when I was a kid in the summertime, the orders were don't come back until the streetlights come back on, right? So you went out there with your friends, you rode your bikes, you had all sorts of adventures, you rode around in the woods, you had fun. And we had a blast, and friendships were forged, and you have this bond that you make with others that you do not get if you're playing a video game. And there's absolutely nothing against video games, because we used to play video games too. We used to ride down to something called Dillon. It was called an arcade, and you had to make sure you had a big roll of quarters. And it was really fun when you walked in there, because there was a time, I don't know, you still may be able to do this. You go to the bank and you're like, I need a roll of quarters. And you get your roll of quarters and you'd ride your bicycle down to the arcade, and then you would play video games. But it was all part of growing up. And it was, you know, these adventures. And a lot of that is just missing right now in life. And especially among young boys who have been told that there's something wrong with being a young boy, that it's inappropriate for a young man to get out there and want to hunt or fish or quite frankly, defend a young lady who might be coming under attack. You know, there's a case in point. Was it San Jose? Just a few days ago, the mayor of San Jose, that he was doing a TV interview, and his bodyguard was attacked by some nut job just wandering down the street. And what was shocking is that there were a number of people, and all of this happened during the TV interview, and you could see the poor security guard was fighting for his life, and there must have been at least a dozen people just watching, and some of them were just videoing, others were doing nothing. Not a single man stepped up and said, let me help you here. Not a single person did that. There was a time in America, and it wasn't too long ago, when if something like that would have happened, you would have had at least a dozen men running up to the danger zone and helping the security guard. I mean, not even the mayor. What kind of a wuss mayor, right? And again, it seems to me, if you're the mayor and your security guard is being attacked, and they're fighting, and you're just standing there doing nothing. As a matter of fact, it was another female. You could see the video shows a female staffer urging the mayor to seek shelter. Forget that. You go and you help your guy, Mr. Mayor. What's wrong with you? How do you do that? Unbelievable. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Go check out traillifeusa.com. That's traillifeusa.com. All sorts of great information there. And if you want to start a Trail Life chapter, by the way, whenever we do events, I always ask the Trail Life guys to show up and post the colors. That's an important thing. So we're big fans of what they're doing at Trail Life USA. Very good people. All right, can I tell you about some other very good people? I'm talking about our friends over at Newsmax, and they have just launched Newsmax Plus. This is the fastest growing streaming service in the country. It's really remarkable. You're going to get all the great shows. You're also going to be able to watch my show, The Todd Stern Show. We're at 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2. President Trump says Newsmax Plus is absolutely awesome. By the way, they cover all of the big Trump rallies. We never censor President Trump like the other networks. And best of all, Todd Stern Show listeners, you're going to be able to start a free trial. It cost absolutely nothing to start. So go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Download the app and start watching today. We're going to take a break. When we come back, open line Friday, 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Johnny in North Carolina, WSIC is our great affiliate there. Hi, Johnny. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon. I got a letter. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. But I got a letter from Chuck Schumer. It's one of those shotgun mail one to the whole wide world fundraising letters. You know, it seems like the only reason I listen to Democrats at all anymore is to find out what they have planned. Because they'll always tell you. It seems like whatever they lie about Republicans doing today is actually what is on their to-do list for tomorrow. Have you seen that?
Okay.
Well, I got this letter. It says that they're talking about if Trump gets elected. This is a quote. But this could really be the final winner-take-all battle. And if we fall short, we could spend the next 4 years or longer watching the destruction of everything we've accomplished and everything we love about this country. In fact, this is the reason I called. In fact, there would be no guarantee that we would still have elections or even a constitution when this is all said and done. Now, to me, that tells me that it's an admission that what they have planned is a one-party dictatorship if they win. Is that the way you hear it?
Yes, and I have no doubt that they would try to do something like that, Johnny, and I think that's one of the reasons why they are trying to make sure that Donald Trump is neutralized, right? And it's either going to be through the courts, and if that doesn't work, they want to take away his Secret Service protection. You know, they want the man dead.
Yes, sir. I absolutely agree. It shocked me that they're actually talking like that. We've known it for years. I mean, there was nothing surprising in there. It's just that they're actually talking about it out loud now.
Yeah.
I was shocked by that.
Yes. And the reason why is because the media will give them cover. So, and I appreciate them being honest about it. You know, they're laying out the plans for exactly what they want to do to the country. Johnny, got to run. Appreciate that call. By the way, on Howard Stern's show today, Biden claimed that he saved six people from drowning as a lifeguard. That was not true. We fact-check all of this. That he was arrested as a kid while standing with a black family on their porch as people were protesting desegregation. That was a lie, not true. And that he was runner-up in state scoring in football. That was also not true. Jeez, Lou. Unbelievable. But he did say that he wants to debate President Trump. So there you go. All right, I think we've been able to work out the phone situation, and Mark Hancock is back with us. And, Mark, I was singing your praises. I just gave a terrific Trail Life USA commercial.
Oh, Todd, you're the best. Appreciate you, and I'm sorry about the disruption.
No. Look, it's all cool. I mean, you had your guys go out there and build telephone lines in the break, and there you go. This is why we love Trail Life USA. We were talking about the importance of boys getting out from, you know, out from under the video games and getting out into nature and experiencing that adventure. How have you guys been able to do that at Trail Life?
Yeah, well, I love that question because the outdoors is this wonderful level playing field for fathers and sons and boys, and it's an area that's really almost foreign to them now, the generation of all this digital stuff that we're dealing with and online stuff. And so men and boys are rediscovering the outdoors as this wonderful place to connect, to learn new things, and just enjoy being out in God's creation. So that's why we have this National Backyard Campout, just to encourage families to get outside and enjoy the outdoors again.
So how does that work? Are there I know the website is there, traillifeusa.com, but are you people just pitching tents in the backyard, or are they going somewhere?
Yeah, amazing history. You know, we started this during COVID when families were locked up. We encouraged, that was the first National Backyard Campout. Since then, we've had over 100,000 families participate and register online saying we participated in the National Backyard Campout. And so all over the country, families are doing this with whatever it is that they're able to do. You know, so we're even encouraging families, hey, listen, if you've got bad weather or you don't have all your camping gear and everything, just pitch a tent in the living room, put a blanket up or something and have a blanket fort with the kids. But the idea is just to say, you know, let's connect as families and let's all get together. And ideally, you're outdoors. I'm standing outside right now at our 127-acre campus in South Carolina. We've got about 500 trailmen camping not too far from here. And all over the country, there's people camping this weekend as part of this event.
I think this is terrific. And even if you don't, like, you know, I'm not a big camper. The allergies are killing me, Mark. You know, it is what it is. But I'll tell you, I will order s'mores at the Ritz-Carlton. I'll do that. So that'll be camping out at the Ritz.
There you go. They bring the hibachi to the table and let you just do it right there.
Oh, I like that. That'll be kind of fun. Mark Hancock with us from Trail Life USA. Mark, I've just been marveling at the growth of Trail Life, and I'm curious, you know, what is it? What is it that is so attractive about what you guys are doing at Trail Life USA to these dads and their sons?
Well, there's this magical kind of thing that's hidden in our program in that we hit families and we influence families and we impact families in so many different ways. The obvious things, you know, we have boys. We're a program that's aimed at Christ-centered, boy-focused. We are turning boys into godly men using the outdoors and handbooks and uniforms and camping and all that outdoor activity. So boys love the adventure, but parents are putting the boys in because they like the character and leadership opportunities that come along with our robust awards program and the way that we run the program. So it's a great program for boys. Parents love it. Men love it because they're discovering this new brotherhood. We have a lot of men in our program who they may not even have a son in the program, but they're there because they want to pour into the next generation. They want to make a difference. And so they discover this great brotherhood in Trail Life USA. And of course, single moms love it because here are these men who are vetted and Christian men who are, you know, leading their boys well, men of good, high moral character. And single moms have been crying out to say, hey, how am I going to get some help raising my son? And so in all those areas, we're just hitting on all cylinders, which is why now we're in over 1,200 churches. We have almost 60,000 trailmen.
Wow.
In Trail USA. In all 50 states.
All right. Well, Mark, that music means we've got to scoot out, but I'm glad we're able to get you back. And we kind of went in depth into some of the things that are happening with Trail Life and with the big nationwide camp out starting tonight. Get those tents ready. Get the firewood. Mark Hancock, thank you again.
Thank you, Todd. God bless.
All right. Trail Life USA is the website. That's Trail Life USA. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. We'll be right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Looking forward to our big book event in Houston, Texas, sponsored by our friends at Talk Radio, Patriot Talk 920. That's Patriot Talk 920. We'll be at Houston Christian University next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. But now is a chance for you to win a signed copy of my brand new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? President Trump endorsed the book, as did a good many members of Congress, including Congressman Jim Jordan and Senator Marsha Blackburn. So we're going to make it super simple today. If you are caller number 5, you will win a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. So get to dialing 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Congressman Aaron Bean from Florida, making your debut appearance on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Big Todd, what an honor it is to be with you. I just wish I was caller number five, because I'd love to win that book. Add my name. I want to endorse that book. I just love the title. I love what you're doing, Todd, shining the light on so many things in our country that seem to be on fire or falling apart, including our most elite universities right now.
Well, Congressman, first, thank you for those kind words. You're invited back. We do want to talk to you, though, and we're going to get you a copy of the book. I do want to talk about what's happening on the college campuses, because there is a quick solution to all of this, and it's handled by you guys. You control the purse strings to a lot of these schools.
Well, there's another word for it. It's leadership, and we are lacking leadership. We interviewed the president of Columbia, just a week and a half ago, and boy, did she talk a good game, talk about how she values student opinion and that safety's a top priority. But we met with the students there. They say exactly the opposite. So her rhetoric doesn't match her inactions, and it's time for her to go. How about that? She needs to resign. And it's just, it breaks your heart what's happened at Columbia and these other universities. I think if they made it a priority, they could end this mob rule, because that's what we're seeing live in front of everybody. Mob rule at Columbia right now. It's a shame, because it used to be one of our elite universities, and now their reputation is circling around the toilet bowl as we speak, Todd.
Well, yeah, but after what I've seen here and the university's response, I think it's worthy of a double flush, Congressman. The stink the stink coming out of that school. What a mess.
What a mess. And it's you would think with 25% of their student body being Jewish, paying $70,000-$90,000 a year, you would think they would make safety a top priority. You would think it would just consume, nothing would happen until students are safe. If you assume that, Todd, you would be incorrect, because it seems as though they could just care less about the safety of students. I say this because we met with students who fear for their lives just going from one building to the next.
What were they telling you? What are those kids telling you?
They say that they cannot walk from one building to the next without getting F you, Jew, F this, F that, fear of safety, fear of bodily harm. And so, you would think it should be hard academically at Columbia, but it shouldn't be hard to walk across the quad. We were actually told this. Are you ready for this? This is Columbia's crack university security team. This is their policy. They were told, when things get hot for you students, you need to remove anything that identifies you as being Jewish. That's their safety policy when things get hot. Todd, it's completely unacceptable. That's why we need new leadership at Columbia, and just new leadership across the board, including starting from the White House, that won't tolerate this. Because, Todd, it's 2024. It's not 1930s, which seems where we're headed.
Mm. No doubt about that. Congressman Aaron Bean from Florida making his debut appearance on the program. Congressman, you look at what's happening at Columbia, NYU, UT Austin. They're not pulling this stuff down in Florida, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But I am curious, is it possible that it could come to a point where Congress, the House, steps in and says, okay, if you're not going to protect these Jewish kids, we're going to yank your federal funding?
Todd, you're not going to believe this. I have filed that very bill that we will just not put up with it. If you're going to allow this type of physical, just a big step backwards, then yes, federal funding should be pulled. Todd, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath, because I don't think Chuck Schumer, who, that's a story in itself. Chuck Schumer has the support or the back of not only Israel, but the Jewish students in our country, because it doesn't seem to be a priority for them. But that's exactly what should happen. Let me tell you what also should happen. Any foreign student that is agitating, is protesting, is threatening other students, they should have their student visa pulled, and they should be on the next next flight home. That's what should happen wherever country they come from. That's the perfect world. But until we can have clear leadership at a federal level, don't hold your breath for that, Todd.
My hat is off to, and by the way, as of now, I have not seen a single protest breaking out at a Southeastern Conference school. So I'm a big UT Vols fan, and I know that you guys had the Florida Gators down there, and a few other schools like Florida State. I'm not seeing any protest on those schools, and I suspect it's because we know how to handle security at these schools.
It's called not putting up with it. You know, you people accept what you put up with. We don't put up with it. And right now, and I need to put it on your post. You have to put it on your X feed. The University of Florida memo saying, here's what's allowed. You can protest. You can hold a sign. You can have free speech, but you're not going to sleep in the hallways. You're not going to have physical or hatred or camping out or anything that we've seen at Columbia. We're not going to put that up. We're not going to put up with that in the free state of Florida. And I know Tennessee's the same way. It does seem, Todd, it does seem that these protests are more prevalent, not saying always, but more prevalent in blue states for some strange, crazy reason. I think that goes back to leadership, but we'll see. It's just not going to be tolerated, not going to allow the roots of hatred to take root in the SEC.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to hear that. And I would expect nothing else. Congressman Aaron Bean, joining us today. And Congressman, I know there's just a lot of chaos around the country, but you know, the thing that gets me is that this all appears to be very well coordinated, very well organized, and very well funded. Have you guys been able to ascertain at this early stage who's responsible for all of this?
Under the leadership of Dr. Virginia Fox and Elise Stefanik, who Dr. Fox runs the Education and Workforce Committee, which I'm happy to be a part of, and we led the way of questioning some of the university presidents, including President Gay, who resigned from Harvard, the UPenn lady who resigned as well. And let's hope that the Columbia president can also find other employment, one that and we can allow somebody that's going to take student safety seriously. We've asked questions, and we've subpoenaed, and we've written letters to the leadership. We have not gotten all of the answers that need to be answered so far, but there are things that make you go things that Todd, I know you like me were in the 80s in the high school. There was a big song, things that make you go and one was when all the tents match at these spontaneous rallies, when all of the tents match, when the signs come already pre-printed from somewhere, those are things that make you go, when these spontaneous protests just come out of nowhere and they're all prepared and they're prepped of where, those are things that make you go,
Yeah.
And so we're going to continue to ask, they're still going to play the dodgeball question game and try to, say, it's just the students doing this. But Todd, you and I know better.
Yes, sir. And Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We do appreciate you coming on, and thanks for standing up for these Jewish students. This is just unacceptable. And this is America, not Nazi Germany.
Ironically, I was in Israel, met with a family in Israel, and I was asking the Israeli family, what do you worry about? We worry about our daughter going to Rutgers in the fall. That's what really scares us. So, you know, it's a bizarro world when an Israeli family is worried about their daughter going to America, the safety. So, Todd, continue to do what you do. Shine the light on injustice. Your listeners love you, and go buy Todd's book. If you're listening right now on Todd's network, buy his book, and hope to talk to you again, my friend. Todd.
All right,
love our time together.
You just became my favorite congressman, Aaron Bean. Thank you very much, sir, and have a great weekend.
Go get him, my friend. Peace.
Bye. All right, I like this guy. We got to get him. We'll get him back on. He's speaking truth to power, and I love it. All right, hang tight. By the way, if you want to go back and listen to that interview, download our podcast free of charge. We don't charge a single penny for that over at toddstearns.com. Let's go to Linda, listening to us from Maryland. And Linda, how are you today?
I'm doing great today, Todd. How are you?
Linda, you know, I'm doing well. It's Friday. The Little Stearnses are in a big track and field competition this evening. So I'm looking forward to eating a corn dog in the stand. So it's going to be a fun.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Oh, it's a beautiful day here.
Oh,
in
yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Linda, I'm going to make your day a little bit better because you were caller number 5.
That's really great, Todd.
Well, congratulations, Linda. We're going to send you a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved?
I cannot wait to read it. I need the hope. I see everything that's going on in our country, and it's scary to me. I have 7 grandchildren that I pray for every day because I'm fearful for them. And I need the hope that your book has to offer. Of course, my first source of hope is the Bible, which I read every day, and God is my first hope, but I hope to find encouragement in your book as well.
Linda, I can promise you, you're also going to laugh a lot, but you're right.
It's, I need it.
Yeah. Look, it's crazy, scary times, absolutely, but yes. I do have hope. We're just going to have to work our butts off to get there, and I think we can.
We can, and in the end, we all know the end of the story. God wins.
Amen. All right, Linda, preaching today on the radio. All right, Linda, hang tight. We're going to get you a copy of the book. Don't go anywhere, and Miss Lydia will get all of your information. Congratulations. Folks, we're going to do it again in the next hour because it's Friday, right? And we love giving stuff away. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Let's go to Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Todd. I just was hearing your interview with the Florida congressman and his, you know, looking at all these things going on the campus protests. And I can't help but wonder if there isn't some kind of like shell corporation scheme thing where like Iran and maybe even some of the money, you know, because we sent billions of dollars to them, you know, through these appeasement things that have been done in the past. And some of that money may have come here. And I'm also wondering if some of the money that's supposed to go to support Palestine is getting funneled back that way, too. I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing. But it makes me go, you know, like with the tents. But I'm thinking on this whole thing, if the leaders of Hamas would just surrender and turn over the hostages, a lot of this whole thing would end, but they won't do that. And so I'm thinking all these protests may just be a big trial by public opinion deflection scheme to draw attention to Israel and Zionist kind of stuff to keep us from focusing on the need to bring these Hamas leaders to justice, since they won't surrender because of what they did with the October 7th terrorism attacks on Israel, and people keep forgetting about that, and they've tried to make this big media hype on the whole thing. I mean, you think that's a valid observation?
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot to that, and I know the New York Post is now reporting that a lot of these student groups are being funded through George Soros-affiliated organizations. And I had seen some other reporting out there that there was some sort of connection to Iran here. And I think ultimately, and there was, if we played this audio yesterday, there were a couple of girls from NYU that were out there at the protest, and they were asked, why are you out there? And they didn't know. You know, a lot of these kids have no idea why they're out there. I think there was another university where about half of the people were told or were not even students. So I think yes, there's a lot of truth to what you said, and there's a lot of concern.
Okay, well, I didn't know if I was saying anything that hasn't been heard already, but I'm just frustrated over this because it could end if they just would let go of those hostages and turn themselves in and face justice.
Yeah, Bruce, appreciate that call. And again, when you look at and Bruce raises a good point here, and a fair point, they're still holding Americans hostage. They're still holding Israelis hostage over 200 days later. All right, let's go to Melody in Nevada, KELY, our great affiliate. Hi, Melody. What's on your mind?
Well, hello. Well, I have a nice school story, and this comes from my granddaughter. But she has a first grader, and a class assignment was to pick your favorite president. You could dress up, and you had to recite two lines of historical facts about your president. And she didn't want her daughter to do Lincoln or Washington because they would probably be the most popular. So her daughter picked Dwight Eisenhower. When they went to school, the overwhelming favorite was Donald Trump. And she said kids were dressed up like Donald Trump, and it could not be political. She said it was beyond fabulous, and she did tell me, a little blonde-haired boy, his mother had put spray bronze on him, fixed his hair with the Trump swoop. He had a little blue suit on, red tie, and a little American flag. But she said it was absolutely wonderful and very patriotic. So I thought that was nice to hear for once.
That's a great story.
It's a great story. It really is. And another one is I am in rural Nevada, but I don't get out much because of my business. But when I go up to the post office, it's on the main drag. We have three roads, highways coming in.
I've got about 15 seconds, Melody.
Oh, okay. Well, they're bringing buses full of illegals through here. They stop at the Mexican drive-up. And they all get out. So they're still bringing buses through here.
Still bringing illegals into places like Ely, Nevada. And by the way, Melody, if you don't already advertise your business, give KELY a call. They're great, great people. And folks, the rest of you, if you own a business, reach out to your local radio station. They have massive audiences. Hang tight. Hour 3 coming up next.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us today on this Open Line Friday edition of the program. All you need to do to voice your opinion, ask me a question, is give us a call, 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger from Tennessee joins us. Congresswoman, hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine, Todd. How about you?
Good, good, good. Congresswoman, I want to get your reaction to what's been happening on these university campuses. There are calls by many to defund any university that will not protect Jewish students. Where do you stand on all of that?
Well, I would absolutely like to get rid of the Department of Education at the federal level, and I voted to do just that, but we couldn't pass that because our own Republicans said, we can't do that all at once. And I said, yes, you can. You can do anything. You're congresspeople. But it didn't happen. And I am in agreement that that should happen. Do not give them another dime if they're going to protest on those campuses.
And again, if you want to have a have a peaceful protest, knock yourself out, follow the rules, and have your protest. But when you start going around saying you want to exterminate all the Jews, yeah, that's a line that has been crossed.
Well, there is no student in this country that should fear for their safety or be prevented from, say, assessing their classrooms due to religious persecution and discrimination. And that is period. And when they do that, that's a problem. And right now, for example, on Columbia's campus, and, you know, I saw USC, and then now we're at Emory. I mean, it's pathetic that they would, it's not a peaceful protest either. And if you promote anti-Semitic views and you support terrorists, it's despicable, and they need to be thrown out of off the campus, out of school, and we need to defund those universities. I'm absolutely for that.
President Trump's trial ongoing in New York. How big of an impact do you think this is going to have in the elections in the fall?
Well, it just solidifies the fact that they are doing anything they can. If they can't get the man out fair and square, they're going to litigate it to death. And so it's lawfare, and it's just going to solidify the base and put more independence into President Trump's camp. Listen, Todd, it's blatant. You can see it. If you talk to different attorneys, there's like, there is no case. Even if he did what they're trying to say he did, is it a criminal offense? No. And so it's just a waste of time. And what they're doing everything in their power to control the outcome of the 2024 election. And it's absolute election interference. And you've got bogus charges against the president, and they'd rather keep him in a courtroom than on the campaign trail, and that's a fact.
Mm. Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. When you look at what's happening around the country, we just had a lady call in from Ely, Nevada, and she said that they see busloads of illegals being shipped through their community on a pretty regular basis. And I wonder how big, you know, when you look at the big issues, it's got to be, you know, immigration, crime, and honestly, this wokeness that has infected so many of our university and public school campuses have to be some of the big issues. What are you hearing out there?
Well, it's exactly the same. You have the economy, you have the illegal immigration, and I hear a lot in my district. I'm in the first district, and we're ruby red up here and very patriotic. They are worried about weaponization of the government against U.S. citizens. And, you know, these are the top three topics when I go out and talk to my constituents. And I do call them family and friends because that's how I feel about them. They are worried about those things, Todd. You know, they can't afford to go to the grocery store and put gas in their car. They can't afford to buy their prescriptions. And yet we're paying to house and to Medicaid and to put these illegals in our school systems when they can't even afford to buy their everyday necessities. It's pathetic.
Where do you see all of this going? And especially with the grocery bills, and we're hearing from a lot of people about, you know, how much it costs just to get, you know, the weekly groceries. Are you starting to see in your district any Democrats that are now saying, you know what, I may need to give the Republicans a shot?
Well, yeah, you talk to people and it's like they may not like President Trump and his personality per se, but I'm like, look, you got two choices. You can either vote for somebody because of the policy they recommend, or you have to vote for policy instead of personality, because we won't have a country if we don't. And I think because of the actions, and you look at inflation, you look at the interest rate, they're getting ready. They want to raise taxes. The tax cut expire next year. And I was looking at numbers today on what it's going to cost the average American family per year more in taxes, and it's unconscionable. Not to mention, if you look at the grocery bills and the things that we buy every day, and the stats are saying an average American family pays $11,000 more per year, more than they did 2 years ago. They don't have, did their paycheck go up? Did their Social Security payment go up? No. And that's, listen, you couple that with what it costs the average American family to pay for these illegals coming across the border, that's another $1,100 per family. It's they're sick of it, Todd. They are tired, and they don't want to do it anymore, and they want the border closed. And we have a man in office that, with the power of the pen, could stop 70% of the illegal immigration overnight, but not do it. And they have ulterior motives, and you know as well as I do, is to put these people in and have them become voters. And that's the bottom line on that.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Good intel. We appreciate your great work up on Capitol Hill, and keep fighting the good fight.
You don't have to worry about me, Todd. I'm a go, go, go.
No doubt about that. Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger, she represents Tennessee's 1st Congressional District, and she is a fierce defender of freedom and liberty. Congresswoman, have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too, Todd. Thank you.
All right. There you go. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to Mac in Georgia, listening to us on WDO, and he's been holding on for a while. So, Mac, what do you think about all these protesters out there?
Well, I can recall what most Americans aren't old enough to remember, when the grandparents of these protesters protested for communism, paraded in the streets against America and for communism. And the sad thing is, they won. We abandoned Southeast Asia to be destroyed. And what bothers me is my granddaughter's great-great-grandmother died in the Holocaust. If these people win, are they coming for my granddaughter?
That is a sobering question, Mac, and I'm afraid the answer may possibly be yes. I mean, I think we ought to take these people at their word when they want to say they want to kill Jews and they're calling for the death of America.
Yes, and unless we get rid of the administration, they're going to win.
Mac, are you seeing this kind of protest? I know you guys have a couple of schools, colleges there in the North Georgia area. Are you guys seeing any of these kinds of protests there?
Not much. A few over in Emory, which is like Harvard, and they've been put down. But in the SEC schools, it's not tolerated.
No, they still love God and country. That's the SEC. That's how we do it. All right. Well, Mac, I appreciate the intel, and you hang in there. But Mac asks a very important question. You know, are they gonna come after my grandkids and my great grandkids? It's a great question. So look, this is Open Line Friday, and here's how it works. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about today. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, I was speaking about grandparents. Remember when you were a kid and your grandparents were like, got to eat all the veggies on your plate, can't get dessert. You can't get some banana pudding until you finish eating all your lima beans or your butter beans. And so, look, that's what grandparents do. And they the reason why is they know that, you know, the butter beans are good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You got to eat your fruits and your veggies. And there is absolutely no substitute for a healthy diet, folks. But there is balance of nature. I take them every day. Their products are gluten-free, non-GMO. They contain no added sugars, no synthetics. So if you're looking for something that's going to make you feel better and feel better naturally, you got to try Balance of Nature. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I've been taking it for about a year now, and I'm telling you, it's great. And I need Balance of Nature because I'm a busy guy. So here's what I want you to do. Go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code Todd, and you're going to be able to get a 35% discount on your order. That's huge. 35% off. Got to use my promo code Todd at balanceofnature.com. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So President Biden is now making the following claim, cut 16.
And I looked at my mom. I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, let me remember. True story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, into a 70 homes built at one suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
It never happened. None of it ever happened. It just never happened. He's either just lying or he's just making it up and he doesn't know. I don't know. But the guy is just absolutely lying through his teeth. This was all on the Howard Stern show. I'm just telling you, something's not right with this guy. All right, I have a question for you. How do you folks feel about arming teachers in schools? Do you think that's a good idea? I mean, here in Memphis, all the kids pack heat, so it seems to me that every teacher ought to at least have a fighting chance in the classroom. So I'm just curious here. The governor of Tennessee says he's going to sign a bill that will arm teachers in schools. So if you are a law-abiding gun owner and you're a school teacher, you can bring your weapon with you to class. You know what I would do? I would actually make sure I was like going old school gun smoke, right? I'd make sure the kids knew that that I was packing heat. And I guarantee you, you know what? I guarantee you those teachers have no problems in the classroom. None whatsoever. You turn around, you pull a John Wayne, put those hands on your hips. Go ahead, Pilgrim. I'm just telling you. You don't have to threaten the kids, Dylan. I'm just saying that just the mere fact that they can see that you're packing heat, I think the kids are going to behave. I don't think the kids are going to, I don't think they're going to be little hellions. So I'm curious, do you think that's a good idea? In Tennessee, the Republican governor, Bill Lee, says he is going to sign a law that would allow teachers to have guns in the classroom. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, cut number 8.
I do plan on signing the legislation, and I think we need to be really clear about what this law does. You're right. Districts have the option to choose. What's important to me is that we give districts tools and the option to use a tool that will keep their children safe in their schools.
All right. Well, there you go, Governor. I think this is a fine idea. And if nothing else, it'll also give these lunatics pause for concern that the next time a transgender terrorist decides to open fire in a classroom, that there's a teacher that's going to be firing back. But we've got groups like the Southern Baptist Convention. Are you any of you folks Southern Baptists out there? I happen to be one, and I've already sent a nasty letter. But you've got the Southern Baptist Convention, and they are actively opposed to this. They do not want teachers armed in the classroom. And that's because one of the Southern Baptist leaders, they have ties to this Covenant Christian school where the transgender terrorist opened fire. Same people, by the way, the Southern Baptist, the leaders of this, they call it the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. These folks are far leftist. And I don't care what you say, they're far leftist. And they were leading the charge to implement gun control in Tennessee. What happened to the Baptist? Anybody know what happened to the Southern Baptist Convention? The Southern Baptists used to be really conservative. Now they're going the way of the Catholics. All right, let's go to OG in North Carolina listening to us on the talk station. Hi, OG. What do you think about arming teachers?
Well, you know that's going to be involving a whole bunch of blowback by those gun control people. However, a less than lethal opportunity would be a pepper ball gun. Any intruder would get hit by about a 9mm pepper ball, which would hurt my cat. But then when it exploded, the pepper ball spray would disable them big time.
Oh, so instead of instead of having lethal rounds, you're saying maybe a pepper. Can you imagine, though? a teacher shooting a kid with a pepper ball. But again, it's not the students; it's the it's these terrorists, right? They're not going to use the weapons as disciplinary.
But the pepper balls, and there is a I'm not going to mention the brand name unless you want me to. But if you look it up, it's available. They're not all that expensive. And they are, to my understanding, they're legal in all 50 states.
All right. Well, we'll throw that out there. OG, good thought. So OG says, maybe they ought to be arming the teachers with the pepper ball guns. But would that put down a school shooter? If somebody's coming into your school and, they're trying to take out as many kids as possible, would you rather have a gun, or would you rather have some sort of a taser or pepper ball gun? I'm sticking with the gun. And again, if a teacher is well trained and knows how to use the weapon. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. People are going nuts over this in Tennessee. I mean, all the leftists and all the Baptists are coming out of the closet. And they're like, how dare you? You've just made our schools unsafe. Really? Well, right now, every single school shooter in America and wannabe school shooter in America knows that our public schools are soft targets. Every single one of them. And they're not stupid. All right. I got to run here. We're going to the phones when we come back. 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. It's Open Line Friday. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. And here's what we're going to do. We did caller number 5 last time. Let's make it easy for Lydia since it's Friday. Caller number 5, you will win a signed copy of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? All you have to do is be caller number 5, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And if you already have a copy of the book, don't call in. All right, let somebody else win something. And maybe somebody out there has not picked up a copy of the book. Also, I'd like to hear from you. If you've read the book, we'd love to know what you think about the book. You can give us a call, 901-260-5926, and we'll be happy to have that conversation. All right. This is, where is the survey? Here we go. Yes. According to a new survey from our friends at Rasmussen, 56% of likely American voters agree with Mean Tweet's world peace meme. That's according to Scott Rasmussen. The story, 56% of voters agree that with President Trump, we had mean tweets, but world peace. Rasmussen Reports conducted a telephone survey that, by the way, was based on the pro-Trump T-shirt and the meme, Mean Tweets, World Peace. I love it. Look, I'm with the voters here on this one. I truly do believe that with President Trump, we would not be in the situation that we're in right now. As a matter of fact, if Donald Trump had won that second, all right. If Donald Trump had still been in office, I can promise you this, we would not have war in Ukraine right now. I can promise you this, Hamas would not have invaded Israel. I can promise you this, that the United States would be considered the leader of the free world. That's what I contend. So what about you? Do you miss the mean tweets? Do you miss world peace? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Georgia. Terry is listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Terry. How are you today?
Okay, it's actually Terry.
Right. All right, Terry. How are you today?
doing fantastic. I am just enjoying your show so much, and I just want to say you make me laugh. And there's nothing better than listening to someone while you're painting to make you laugh. So
well, thank you. Thank you for that. What are you painting, by the way? Are you an artist? Or are you...
No, I'm not actually painting walls and doors. It's not that much fun.
God, well, I understand. Now, are you in the Gainesville area, Terry? I know DUN has a large listening audience.
Yes, I'm actually just south of Gainesville in Flowery Branch.
All right. Well, if you get a chance, you should go and check out. They've got the whole downtown, you know, the Gainesville Square, and I know WDUN has the new studios down there. They say it's a pretty happening place.
And it sure is. Gainesville's awesome.
And we're actually going to be coming down there in a couple of weeks. We're going to be telling folks more about the Georgia event very soon. But, Terry, here's what's going to have to happen. When you come down to visit with us, you're going to have to bring a copy of this brand-new book you just won, and I'll be happy to sign it for you.
Yay, that's fantastic. Well, I can't wait to meet you, and I will be there.
Well, congratulations, Terry. You are caller number 5, and we're going to send Terry a book. I'm not going to sign it, though. I'm going to sign it for Terry in person. So we'll be sure to get that in the mail. Terry, thank you for listening to the show. And more importantly, thanks for listening to WDUN. We love those guys.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the service that you provide to your listeners, because, you know, there's not enough people like you out there doing that. So thank you.
Well, all right. Hang tight, Terry. And Miss Lydia will get all of your intel. So don't go anywhere. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I love getting out and meeting our great listeners. And I'm telling you, men of the Todd Stearns Radio Show listening audience, we have the most beautiful women that listen to this program. I don't know how the Lord blessed us, but we have been blessed with beautiful, beautiful women that listen to this program. Even some of the liberal ladies look pretty good that listen to this show. I don't know what it is, but we just attract beauty. It's a curse, Dylan. What do you want me to say? 901-260-5926 is our number. Oh, Joe Biden added again, cut number 2.
Wages are rising. Instead of importing foreign products, we're exporting them and exporting American jobs. We're exporting American products and creating American jobs. Here in America, where they belong.
Yes, they're... Yes, he's exporting American jobs. That's the problem, Mr. President. They're all leaving. That's what's really going on here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Jerry in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Tart. Mr. Starnes, I'm doing fine. I want to talk about the guns in teachers' classrooms or schoolhouses.
Yeah, you think that's a good idea?
I do. I'm very much in favor of it. I've served on a local school board, and I think schools need to have an emergency action plan that does include self-defense by qualified teachers.
Yeah.
And this would be for the protection of students against violence that can occur quite quickly.
You know, Jerry, it's the darndest thing, but these leftists and the anti-gun crowd, they literally believe that the guns somehow can just magically shoot bullets without any human involvement at all. I mean, it's the craziest thing I've seen.
Well, you know, if you're up against something and there's a definite threat to your life or the security of those children, some teachers need to be trained, are the ones that are certainly capable, to take action immediately before police can arrive and help defend what's happening. And I say an emergency action plan. Each school should have, for their classroom teachers, a way to block their doors, wedges, whatever they have to do, and a way to gather their children into a protective area so they could not be shot through the door or through a window. It's just some planning and to be prepared for something that could happen. We live here in the Southeast, and schools have to plan for tornadoes or other events that may occur. So I would certainly favor the schools ought to be, in my opinion, our schoolhouses and children should be protected at least as well as the courthouse and the lawyers are.
Jerry, I like the way you think. You know, I remember back in the day, you sound like an old timer, and I'm almost an old timer. But I remember back, you know, these days they'll send the kids home. If there's tornadoes coming, they'll send them home. But Jerry, back when I was a kid, our tornado drills were basically to sit in the hallway and we'd have to put our hands over our head and wait for the tornado to pass. And then it was lunchtime.
Well, you know, architects and engineers could quite easily go back to schoolhouses and reinforce a hallway such that a tornado could not hurt those children. And if you had to put in some kind of metal structure overhead or line the walls with it, you can have an area and it can be retrofitted or even construct a safe house. But when it comes to parents, because I've served on the school board, when you send or they send their children to school, they expect those children to be taken care of safely and as well as they would be under their care at home.
Well, there you go. There you go. And I think there's a lot to that. And then, Jerry, I think there needs to be a conversation sometime about why it is that we need, you know, why we have to protect these kids. We didn't have to do that back when I was in school. We didn't have this level of violence in this country. And that's a much broader, deeper, and spiritual issue. Jerry, got to run. Appreciate that. Let's go to Cindy in Pennsylvania. And Cindy, you guys just had a big primary the other day. You called in a few days ago, and how did it go? You were sort of torn, is that right?
Yeah, but I just wanted to let you know I did go vote, and I did fill in all the I did fill out the full form. I didn't skip any.
So you decided to vote Republican?
Yeah, that's what I have to vote. So I am Republican, but yes, I voted Republican.
Well done. The Todd Stearns listening audience applauding you, Cindy. If you can hear the applause, there, someone even hooted and hollered. Good for you. Cindy, what was it that finally convinced you, you know what, we just got to do it? They may not be my favorite people in the world, but we got to do it.
Well, like I said, I am registered Republican and it's a primary, so I had to vote Republican. But most of the ones running were just single runners. There was no one running against them. So I just went ahead and voted the whole way down.
All right. Cindy, well done, and I wish we could chat longer, but I think you did the right thing, and I know you did the right thing. You sound like a great lady, and God bless you. Folks, we got to take a quick break here at 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Folks, coming up 5 o'clock tonight, I'll be hosting Newsmax. Watch the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax TV. You can also watch it on their social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook Live, and we have a lot of fun. Love engaging with our live chat crowd. We have just a blast, and some of it is very inappropriate fun. Well, I'm so glad that we've got Peter Galluli back with us. He is the chief executive officer at the Wellness Company. And Peter, I love you guys. You really pulled my health fat out of the fire a couple of months back. And I just wanted to say thank you for that, because we had a big illness sweeping through Memphis. And they called it the Memphis crud, Peter. And by the way, welcome to the show. Hope you're doing well.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right, so let me tell you the story. So I went to my doctor, and he's great, and he was like, Todd, you need to take whatever, but you know, you're going to have a hard time finding it because everybody's sick. And I literally brought my emergency wellness kit with me to the doctor, and I said, well, any of these meds work? And he was like, holy crap, where did you get that? And sure enough, some of the meds that were in that emergency kit really helped me out, and I was back on my feet in a couple of days.
It's a great story to hear, Todd, and we've been hearing hundreds of stories like that from people around the country. And I mean, it really warms our heart to see all the lives we're helping.
Well, we have a lot of news to cover, but folks, I would encourage you to go to the Wellness Company's website, and they have all sorts of incredible things to protect you and your family and really to help prepare your family. TWC.health/Stearns is the website, TWC.health/Stearns. And if you use my code Stearns, you're going to save nearly $30 at checkout. So you want to take advantage of that. Well, look, Peter, there's been a lot going on up on Capitol Hill. And we've been following Senator Rand Paul, and he has launched a bipartisan investigation into the origins of COVID. I'm just curious, at this point, so far removed, why is it important that we get to the bottom of where COVID originated?
Yeah, it's critical, Todd, because if we don't understand where COVID-19 originated from, we won't be able to stop it from happening again a second time. I think it's widely accepted, at least among the public, that it was not from a wet market in China, and it was most likely from a lab leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But we really need to firm that down, get it in the record, understand who was actually working there. Why were they doing what they were doing? Who was funding that effort? If we don't have these critical facts, Todd, then we're just setting ourselves up for a repeat.
So they're also going to be looking into these reports of dangerous bio labs. Now, there was a big concern that that was why we were so involved in what's happening in Ukraine is bio labs. But my understanding is there may be even these dangerous bio labs here on American soil. Is that true?
Yeah, and I don't want to sensationalize things, Todd, but it's a very well-known fact to pretty much everyone in academia and in the health departments of the United States. You know, even things like bird flu, right? I'm really sorry to say, but at our own University of Wisconsin-Madison, there is gain-of-function research happening right now, today, on H5N1 bird flu that is co-funded by the USDA and the Chinese Academy of Sciences to research for mRNA vaccines for poultry. I'm not making this up. I mean, it's been published in the last couple of years, and we really need to understand why this is happening and why is it happening on American soil.
It's a great question, and you know, people really are very concerned about stuff like this. And there have been some reports in the news a couple of days ago about bird flu being found in grocery store milk. How concerned should we be about that?
Yeah, frankly, I'm not concerned. I mean, when you see, you know, the Weather Channel sensationalizing bird flu, you know that's just the mainstream media trying to stoke up some fear. And look, we're in election year. I think we all know the reason why they're trying to create this fear. I think this time what they're really trying to do is attack the food supply. I think they know that people are too wise to fall for their lockdown traps again. But if they can now scare us from, you know, consuming meat and poultry because of fear of bird flu, well, then that's another reason that they can exert influence coming up for this election year. And now, that said, Todd, you know, there is that gain of research that I did mention, and those strains are the same strains they're finding in animals. So has there already been a lab leak that has spread to, you know, America's farms? I don't know. We're going to have to find that out in the next few weeks, and I think there's going to be a lot more reporting on that, and something Dr. McCullough is looking at very closely. But it just underscores the need to just be prepared and alert.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's why I appreciate you, Peter, and the whole team at the Wellness Company, because you guys, you know, you don't go, you know, you know, the sky is falling. You know, it's a pretty, you're very even keeled about all of this. That being said, with people that are concerned about, you know, all this stuff out there, other possible pandemics, what do you recommend Americans do?
Yeah, I mean, at the Wellness Company, Todd, as you know, I mean, we're all about independence and self-sufficiency. You know, we were all burned. And that's why we decided to start the Wellness Company, because of the experience that we all had during COVID. And we just want to make sure that everybody is at their best health and has critical life-saving medications on hand for when the emergencies happen, because they always do, right? And why not have those critical antibiotics, the ivermectin, all of that in your own house for when you get sick? Because it happens to everybody, and early intervention and illness is the best way to stay out of the hospital. So we recently added generic Tamiflu to our contagion emergency kit. Now, generic Tamiflu has actually proven in science to be actually effective against influenza type A, which is the same type of influenza as avian flu, bird flu, swine flu. So we really think that, you know, if Americans do want to have that extra layer of safety, you know, they should have that solution available to them.
So, folks, again, twc.health/starns is the website, and you're going to find all sorts of great information there. We also, if you sign up for our free newsletter, normally every other week or so, we have great stories, in-depth stories about health and about wellness and about these crazy things that are happening in the country. I would encourage you to get our newsletter. But again, you're going to be able to save nearly $30 at checkout with the code STARNS at twc.health/STARNS. Peter, we got to wrap it up here, but we just, again, thank you for the great work that you guys are doing there at the Wellness Company.
Thank you so much, Todd. I appreciate it.
All right, there you go, folks. A good man, Peter Galluli. He is CEO of the Wellness Company and a wealth of knowledge. And look, again, I love they're not about fear-mongering at all, right? They just want to make sure you and your family are prepared, and they want to provide very accurate health information to you, and we appreciate that. Folks, it's been a great week. Again, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. In the meantime, you get out there, have a great Friday, and be sure to go to church this weekend.